sinners came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study in Matthew chapter 12, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, verse number 22. It says, "Then was brought unto him, Jesus, one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David?" And so the people there, some of the people there had understanding about Messiah and one that would come and the power that he would have, the blessing that he would be. Those things folded into the Old Testament scriptures. Some said that they knew that that Messiah would be of the descendancy of David. And they said, isn't this him? I mean, who else could be him? They saw the ministry of John the Baptist, and they even had question about, John, are you the one? And he said, no, I'm sent before him. And so John gave that warning and that decree that he is the forerunner of Christ. And so it gave that alert to the people that Christ was at hand. And so they said, is there anybody that's ever come on the scene more wonderful than this man and the things that he does? Verse 24, "But when the Pharisees heard it," and again, they've sought counsel against him in verse 14, how they might destroy him. They want to kill him. They hate him. He's a challenge to them, to their little setup amongst the people, that they're losing control of the people, they believe. "When the Pharisees heard it," verse 24, "they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." Now, before we go farther, I want us to understand something. I want us to understand what has happened here. It is a very diabolical, a very devilish thing that has happened. The Lord's going to make that clear. Jesus has become a man. God the Son has become a man. His name is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has all of the Spirit of God upon him and the blessing of the Father, God the Father, as a man to do this work that he's called him to do. He is healed and he has cast out demons more than all of any prophets and the children of the people of that day and before. He's done it better and more and easier than any. There's not been one case that has stumped the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one case where he was prevented in bringing the person to wholeness and to healing, whether it was sickness and illness or demon possession. And what these people have said is that, oh, isn't this indeed the Son of David? Isn't this indeed the Messiah? The Pharisees step up and they say, no, he's not. He's not the Messiah. The work that this man does and this casting out of these demons, he does that by the power of Satan. And so here they've taken the Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful works that he's done by the Spirit of God and the power of God that is him and is within him, and they've attributed that work to Satan. What does Jesus say? "And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them," evidently they may have not have voiced it, but he knows their thinking. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. And so, the Lord Jesus gives answer, and it is an answer that no one can refute because it is the truth. A kingdom divided against itself, looking at the work of Satan as a kingdom, he is the prince and the power of the air. He is the blinder of hearts and souls. He is the working of wickedness and disobedience, lying and murder from the beginning. He says, no one in any kind of strategy kills their own. No one destroys the work of their own. Whether it be a city or a house, the house and the city must be united to work for the purpose that they want to accomplish. They do not go and kill their own or hinder their own to get to the work that they want to do. No army would ever take and kill and fight against their own and what they're doing in order to gain the victory. It's nonsensical. It is totally against all reason. He says a kingdom, a house, a city that is divided against itself, he says it shall not stand. And you and I know that. It takes unification for a kingdom, for a city, for a house to accomplish and move towards accomplishment and a goal. If there is subterfuge and working against one another, no army ever kills and fights against its own to accomplish a goal. And he says, if Satan, verse 26, cast out Satan, he's divided against himself, because Satan and his demons that follow him, they want to possess men, they want to kill men, they want to hinder men, they want to blind men. And if Satan sends one as a minister and a messenger to cast out his own, his accomplishment and what he's pursuing and the destruction of men is diminished. It cannot happen. He will not do that. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And so then he says this, and if I by Beelzebub, by Satan, as you say, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Oh, this is a great challenge to the people and to the leadership that makes this accusation towards the Lord. The Lord has cast out more demons and healed more people than all the prophets and all the miracles combined and beyond any imagination of any men before him that have done. The Lord is prolific in his miracle working and in his healing and demon casting out. And he says, if I'm doing that by the power of Satan, then the few, those here and there that your children do, well, where's their power? Are you saying that the much is by the power of Satan and the less, the little, the few times is by the power of God? It's a condemning thing indeed. He says, therefore they, your children, shall be your judges, because no doubt the children and the parents and those there in the nation would claim that the power of God is working through their children and the casting out of demons and the healing that they were, the Lord blessed that they could work and bring. The Lord Jesus and all that he has done, there's no doubt that he is sent by the Father. As we saw last time in verse number 18, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him. And he has. The Father has indeed. Verse 28, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, which that is the truth, if I cast out devils and do the works and the miracles that I do by the Spirit of God, and you've seen it manifested so much so that this dialogue and this occasion, it got started by the people saying in verse 23, is not this the son of David? I mean, there are those there declaring, this has got to be the Christ. No man has operated and done so ever. And verse 28, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, know this, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. You know, and that's still going on today. Not this of demons being cast out and miracles, miraculous miracles. The Lord does miracles still, but there's a no need for his people to be doing miracles, miraculous things, because it's very clear in the scriptures that these miraculous things of the New Testament were for a time before the New Testament scriptures were written. We've got the Word of God, which is the thing that he has magnified above all his name. And so we have the Word. We don't need signs. We don't need miracles and proving miraculously worked. Understand, the Lord still works miracles today because all of us have known somebody that has been diagnosed with this or diagnosed with that or faced an impossible road with something medically, for example, and they were healed. They were prayed for and they were healed. And that's the working of God yet today. But there's not a miraculous, instantaneous working at the hand of his people because we have the Word of God now. But nevertheless, the Word of God, the Lord working miracles in that day, and his people carrying the Word of God today, and his churches being here at hand, fulfilling his great commission. Indeed, the kingdom of God has come close to many. And what will you do? What will you do with this one called Christ? Who do you say that Jesus, the Son of Man, is? What is he to you? Or else, verse 29, he says, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? Jesus declares unto us very plainly, if a demon is in a person, it's going to take somebody stronger than the demon. And Jesus is the strong man. He is the strong man. And when he takes over the house, he is in the house forever. There's none stronger than him. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house. Jesus says, I cast out these demons, not by the spirit and power of Beelzebub, but by the Spirit of God. And therefore, the kingdom of the Lord has come very, very close to you. Will you hear it? Will you receive it? Will you believe it? I pray that you would. And that's the declaration. Be reconciled unto God. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.